was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings. As the night rolls in on the rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. It's time for every righteous man to step up tall, take a stand. There is so little time. For if we fear and hesitate, soon it will be too late. We're the last hope of mankind. Time hurries on, the shadows fall, the hand is writing on the wall.
But welcome, welcome.
There's still a chance.
Resurrect the Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth to Radio broadcast on RBN. We're going to start off tonight by a message from my guest, Mr. Jeff Staggs.
Good morning, folks. Wanted to come to you briefly this morning to let you know that we're just going to be about 30 days away from our September 3rd rally. I'm not going to be able to come online on September the 3rd. I'm going to be doing some business. So, we have about 130-some-odd people that have said they're coming to our rally on the Texas State Capitol lawn. That's a pretty good response for as early as we got started. But we really need to ramp it up now. We've got an incredible lineup of speakers, coming. We've got Doc Green bringing the Green Brothers Band and his PA system. We have made all kinds of arrangements for this event, and we need to put as many people on that lawn as possible. We have to make a statement, folks. Look, in 30 days, we'll be at the rally. 60 days after that, we vote. And if you haven't seen the Hillary machine kicking into gear in denial, in the court's actions, and pulling back the voter ID laws in several states, the machine is working to put Hillary in the office. I don't think that Donald Trump is the savior. He's not my Lord and Savior, folks. But I think he might be able to delay the problems we have in Texas possibly, I hope. Maybe I'm wrong, but I do know that it will get worse if Hillary is elected. We are only going to be 60 days away from that election. Come out. Listen to some people's passionate pleas as to what's going on. Let's get active. Let's get some people off their couches. Let's come on out to a place where you can come out, spend a couple hours, and then go have some really good barbecue in town. Austin, Grant, and Miller, Texas, people ought to be coming from San Antonio, Houston, Dallas. That'd be coming from...
You know how Texans are about their barbecue, folks.
That'd be coming from Abilene. That'd be coming from all over. It's time for us as Middle America, educated, awake, alert, passionate Middle America. You know the guys that never get off the couch? It's time for us to get off the couch. We're trying to pull together a summit of several organizations in one spot to begin to unify. Is everybody coming? Nah. And that's okay. You got to start someplace. And I'm is
out of Plano, Texas. Lives in Salina now. Jeff Staggs, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, man. I'm sitting here grinning from ear to ear because I've been listening to Ray Wiley Hubbard on my way to Nashville tonight.
All good.
I tell you what, that guy, Ray Wiley, I don't know if there's very many songs he's done I don't like.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we hear you have quite an event with some music and all kinds of stuff coming up. And that'd be...
I got two coming up, buddy, I want to tell you about, okay?
Well, tell us about it, because I know there's a lot of Texans with their ears on right now, so I know that they're going to be very interested.
Outstanding. Is that my music or your music playing in the background?
That was mine. That was Charlie Daniels' Behold a Pale Horse. Kind of a good Christian in, message.
I'm hearing Ray Wiley at Hubbard.
Well, that's all right. We probably have some some cross interference there. It's all good.
So we've got one coming up this weekend up at Wichita Falls. And this is specifically about the Bureau of Land Management up there. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We've got a real problem up there. And I don't think people are thinking it through, buddy, at all. And I'll be real succinct on it because I know you got time frames and everything. But
no, you have as much time as you'd like, brother.
All right, well, let me be concise as much as possible.
Uh-huh.
Look, Texas families and farmers are not going to roll over and give their property to the Bureau of Land Management. They're just not. I don't mean to pick on any other place, but... Texas is not going to give up their sovereign private property to the Bureau of Land Management. They're just not. If the lawyers lose their case, if everybody in their federal courts loses the case, these people who've had their farms passed on to them from their fathers and their fathers before them are not going to roll over and say, oh, yeah, it's not our property anymore. That land was settled by Sam Houston and Santa Ana. Had nothing to do with the Bureau of Land Management.
That's right.
What we're trying to do up there is honestly save human life. Because we've already seen the Bureau of Land Management's modus operandi, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
They'll surround you, cut
first
off your
hand.
Supplies, cut off your communications. Then if you start to leave, you go even to a sheriff's office, they'll set up a barricade and shoot you dead. And here's the thing that I don't think our politicians are paying attention to enough. And that is that Texas isn't trying to pick a fight, but by God, we won't back down. There are men that are prepared to help protect that private property up there. And that's just a fact. And I wish our politicians would get a bit more involved with trying to save some lives, because if they just keep playing lawyer games, it's going to end up being somebody against the militia, I mean, against the Bureau of Land Management. And there's no way around it. I mean,
private property
rights are worth our complete investment in. That's like, you got to go back to King George to go through that kind of tyranny.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this has happened before. As a matter of fact, this is the 70th. Today is the 70th anniversary of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. And that was about a bunch of veterans who you probably know, but there was about a bunch of veterans who took back their town from a crooked sheriff. And they went and they raided the armory of the National Guard armory, and they took the weapons and they surrounded the sheriff's department that had seized the ballots. They had unlawfully seized the ballots. Now, when you have government acting unlawfully and acting outside the Constitution, you know, that was back in the days when we had some more real men that would stand up and do something about it. But you know, we're hoping that this can be a nice. Well, you know, you think that it's going to be peaceful, but I don't think the other side wants peace.
I hope, you know, we're not, like I said, we're not trying to find a fight. We're not trying to pick a fight. But I'm telling you, when they start taking away your private property, there's plenty of men left in Texas that are ready to stand up, man. I mean that flat out.
Yes, sir.
And they will be there in defense of private property with those property owners and with the cooperation of two or three sheriffs up there. This is not going to be an unlawful thing, but if the Bureau of Land Management starts to do their trick up there, it's not going to be pretty, okay? And I wish our governor would step. I wish our governor would step in and stop this before it gets there. We don't need bloodshed. We just don't.
Well, I hear you on that. I don't know. Our show is based upon the revelation of the unlawful jurisdiction that brought all this about. We never really were quite right after the Civil War, but 2 years after that, they passed legislation by the force of arms that was supposed to be for 11 so-called rebel criminal states, and then somehow they managed to take that jurisdiction and spread it all over every state in the nation, even though you had New Jersey, you had Oregon, you had, you know, northern states that stand opposed to it. Well, now in Montana, the ATF, instead of using the Commerce Clause, which they usually use, they ended up coming back, and the state wanted to, you know, create their own firearms, have their own firearms within the state, 10th Amendment protected, and the ATF comes in and says, oh, no, we're exercising what? The 14th Amendment. What does the 14th Amendment have to do with gun laws in Montana if it was supposed to set people free? I mean, the lies are just... They've been doing this for decades and decades and decades. And if we don't, you know, Chris Ann Hall is one that stands firm on, if we don't get right back to the beginning, if we don't back this truck up out of the mud, we're going to be in for a real mess. And I hope that's not the case.
You know, I look at it kind of like an hourglass, and the sands are pouring through it, and we have to seize the opportunity and the timing that we have, because... Look, we have allowed generations behind us to become completely uneducated as to the Constitution, as to everything possible, and it's happened on our watch. I'm 55. I've got kids that are 30 to 18, and they don't know. They stopped teaching Texas history at some point, and I wasn't paying attention enough. So my point is this. We got a bunch of kids who don't know anything other than they all get trophies behind us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they all want their free college and their Obama phone and the whole bit. And bless their hearts, that's just who they are. It's just not their fault.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll wake up somewhere down the road, but it's left to us to leave a republic for our children's children's children at this point. And I think that the sand in that hourglass is pouring out. And we have to, while we still have the strength and the numbers to do that, because they're trying to take this red state and blew it up. You know that. Big time. Texas, they're doing everything they can to open the borders, to importing, to whatever. It's a natural attraction in Texas anyway because of commerce, but we've got to do something about this republic, the Republic of Texas, big time. And this Hillary machine...
Don't get me started on that.
I know, man, but look, we are 100 days away from an election that's just too close to call. And I'm going to tell you something. If it's too close to call, there'll be all kinds of dead Democrats voting, and you and I both know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what are we going to do then? Going to go, oh, we'll get through it? I don't think we can. It's not so much just her. You know, she is what she is. And I wouldn't want anything to do with her at all. But her after him, Obama, that ain't a good combination for our military, for our Supreme Court, for our republic at all. The rule of law has been smashed in front of our faces. And the blind lady's mask has been taken off. And if you are on the Clinton team, you are golden.
Well, you know, it's I like to, you know, there's a lot of folks on this network that have gotten behind Trump, and I kind of feel like you did. I watched your video when you said, you know, I only have one Lord and Savior, and it's not a man. I don't put my stock and my faith in any man. I think we've been doing this time and time and time and time again throughout these decades. You know, and the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again, expect a different result. And yeah, the one thing that they've all been doing, and I, every last one of them, Democrat and Republican, every single last one of them in their own way, in their own flavor, have either ignored the laws and not faithfully executed them or completely violated the Constitution. I mean, we have multiple examples of this, but it started a long time ago. We can take you right back and put your finger right on the pulse of the moment that it happened. It was a serious moment that happened in 1868. And if we don't write this, and if we don't let people know the jurisdiction that was created that replaced it, literally, brother, it replaced the Constitution back in the 1800s. It created a Plato's cave, like an illusion of the Constitution on the wall that everybody sees. There's a lot of noise back there. I don't know where that's coming from, but
it was probably me. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. You know, if we don't back this truck up out of the mud, we're going to be in serious trouble. Now, I want to play a clip. If you can hear, can you hear me well enough?
I can hear you pretty good, man. I'm good.
Okay. Now, Mike, I just sent a clip over to the other account. I don't know if you caught that. Chris Ann and Congressman Gosar, did you get that? Wow, this is really a lot of noise tonight. Mike, are you with me? Yeah, well, just temporarily mute him out so you can play this clip. Yeah, I want you to hear this. Just listen to this, and you'll understand why we're so screwed. All right, just let me know when you have that, Mike. This is going to be Chris Ann Hall that schools Congressman Gosar. Go. It's all right. That's all right. We're having a little technical difficulties tonight, but we'll get through it.
I got you. I can hear you. I'm about to get off the road.
Be careful what you tread here, because if all you're going to do is stand just for the Constitution and then nothing less, you will lose. We have to have the Constitution, but a plan to get back.
Okay, why would they lose if they stood for the Constitution?
Because not
it's
everybody
too far to go?
Not everybody believes in the Constitution. You have 50% of the people, and that's why you see.
You think 50% of the people don't believe in the Constitution?
They don't believe in personal rights.
They don't. But that's why you have to instill this and have a strategy.
But you cannot abandon the Constitution. You cannot compromise the Constitution.
Here we go, Chris.
You have to put the Constitution first. It is the supreme law of the land. There is no compromising the Constitution. That is why we are where we are. Because we've had a house that's thought that we can compromise the Constitution and its principles to get us some security. And people are not standing for the liberty. And now we've traded liberty for something that is temporary, a security. And now we're at the position where we're fighting for it back because we have not put liberty first. We have not put the Constitution first. We cannot equivocate. We cannot set aside the Constitution because we have a segment of the population that doesn't care or is ignorant about it. That's their problem. And as people who have taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution, that's what must be first.
Let me. I tell you what, she has a way of laying right into a man. God bless her.
Yes.
Woo. I tell you, if we could just mass produce a bunch of Chris Ann Halls and set them out into the world would be a better place. Certainly would. Anyway, What do you got? What do you, you said that you had a couple dates going on. Let's hear about what you got going on.
Okay, so you got the one on August the 6th up on Wichita Falls.
Yeah.
Where we're trying to bring people together against the Bureau of Land Management. And then we've got the one on September the 3rd in Austin on the Capitol grounds. And what we're trying to do there is gather, unite the clans. It's called We the People. And what we're trying to do is get the main organizers of multiple Facebook pages and organizations to come out and tell the people what their story is, to come out and begin to unify so that we have more than, you know, 100 or 200 people on the lawn. Everybody agrees that we need to have 10,000 people. 10,000 people will light the torch.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Okay, so what I'm trying to do is just invite all these people out from, you know, the Texas Republic. We've got so many different groups that are coming out already that we're trying to get more to come out to bring their people out. It's a hard thing getting people off the couch, man. It's really, really, really hard.
Yeah. Well, it's been the same old thing, and you know, when they do come out, and they come out for anything significant, then you see what happened in Oregon, and then that has a chilling effect, of course, and people get scared and worked up over it. And you know, I can't blame them. You can't blame them for you know. I mean, it looks like if we could get everybody on the same darn page at the same time, oh, could you imagine the strength in that?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. And look, we have people that are in their silos, and we have people who are so right about what they're doing that they can't be with other people. And it's hard to get people to put that mentality aside long enough to come out and stand shoulder to shoulder with people who also oppose some basic infringements, massive infringements on our constitutional rights. Everybody's so concerned, some people are so concerned with what they're doing and how they're doing it that they can't unite. That's a frustrating thing, because I've had people tell me in organizations that have been doing this for a long time that they would love to come out, but it's been unproductive to do that. And as soon as you have 10,000 people, we'll come out there with you. But without them saying we'll join you, it's hard to get 10,000 people.
Well, can I, from one brother to another, can I challenge you to try and use some terminology that might make a difference in people's minds? I always take an opportunity. Like, you're going to be in an opportunity to educate people. You're going to be around a lot of people. One of the things that I keep hearing people say a lot, and I used to say it all the time, I still slip up and say it often, is constitutional rights. In fact, these are God-given inherent rights that have been bestowed upon us by our Creator. Now, here's the thing that one of my little positions is that they have used the Bill of Rights to make us believe that the Bill of Rights actually gives us something. And if it actually gives us something, that means if they manage to get it removed, it actually takes something away. And it's my position that the Bill of the Bill of Restrictions has nothing to do with us. It is a restriction upon government where they cannot go. And all the time, I try, and you know, it took me like 2 years of smacking myself in the head when I would say constitutional rights. Now, I believe in the Constitution just like you do. I believe in standing up and defending it just like you do. But, you know, our founders made something really clear, and I think, you know, looking back to Judge Antonin Scalia, made something even more clear as to where these rights were first identified, were in the Magna Carta, and it was based upon the Scottish kings who took away the rights of the people who disagreed with them to bear arms in Scotland. And of course, the Magna Carta did away with all of that. And it was our founders who determined that they were going to write a restriction upon government. And it's kind of funny how it gets called the Bill of Rights when it really, truly is the Bill of Restrictions.
Right. Yeah,
so I just wanted to throw that at you there for a second.
It's absolutely correct, and I understand exactly the tweak you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a common language between 15 and 20 different silos of people.
I know.
You know, and it's hard. Look, I didn't go through college for this.
I know.
I'm not an attorney. I'm not trying to set myself up for some office. I'm just a voice in the desert saying, wake the hell up.
Yes,
sir. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Well, I what my job is to do is to try and give them back a lot of education that has been robbed from them from the time that we were little ones, and we went to school, and they brainwashed us with some sort of social science and Marxist ideology to believe that down is up and up is down. Now they're trying to teach kids a process of math that makes my mind hurt just looking at it. I mean, they're literally trying to destroy the critical thinking skills of our youth. And it's the same thing they did in Soviet Russia. Same thing they did in Soviet Russia. And when I tried talking to people about Jade Helm, and people were like, oh, they're going to take over. And we got a lot of backlash from people that said, see, nothing happened. I said, nothing happened. It's called normalization is what happened.
Yeah, you're getting acclimated to it, folks.
Yes, that's what happened.
It's like a cold pool.
Yeah. Well, what this broadcast does is I try with everything I have in me to educate people as to what we found from the congressional record going all the way back. Even the Florida Constitution, believe it or not, has been unlawfully replaced like three times. Unlawfully by abandoning the process by which they stated would be one of the amendments would made it a forever amendment. It basically made it rock solid. It can't be removed. It can't be replaced. And it can only be altered by a very certain and specific process. Well, even before the Civil War got here, they altered it. These deviants have been among us for a very long time. And they've been attacking the Constitution pretty much since its inception. So, like I said, man, backing that truck out of the mud, if we don't reset ourselves back to what I believe is one of the purest forms and simple forms every American can understand, shall not be infringed. I'm looking at an NRA video telling me that they've released now Missouri secretly shares entire CCW list with feds against state law. Now, this is one thing that I've had a problem with, CCW. Wow. This is my argument against CCW. Who in the hell are you to grant me permission to exercise something that God gave me? And that's what CCW is.
They're the same people that issue a license to fish, issue a license to drive, issue a license to get married, issue a license to have a child. They issue a license for you to do everything. Free men are a threat.
Yes, they are.
People that I would say were not well endowed. Would that be fair?
Well, we got to take a break. Hang on. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Man, it's good to have you on the show. Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Whatever's going to happen in the future, with the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens have to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown. Truly, I did my due diligence, cause it's my dedicated duty. Oh, bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome to Batana Homie. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
Oh, that would be grand.
Only if you would see my friend.
But first, you must understand.
They pathologically pretend.
Hoping to get you on the ship.
Let them persuade you to agree with them.
And that's it,
man. It'll never cease to end.
Perpetual conflict.
Free again.
Indeed, you could take.
take the shackles off.
But have you ever really been?
According to maritime admiralty law,
you never will be free, my friend.
If you fail to reclaim
your tax money they freely spend on wars that never seem to end. United States is not a country, but a corporation contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate. Your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your respective state, not a citizen of the U.S. domiciled in Washington, D.C. Oh, yes. Prior to 1921, upon arrival, the birth of babies was recorded in the family Bible. But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles, so they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slaves' children, becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. The Social Security Act, written by actors, manufactured to make it look like a beautiful package. Too bad you never heard the news. The Social Security Act equals voluntary servitude. Notice the deceptive language. You bow to tyranny again. And voluntarily.
Welcome back,
my friend.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. You know, folks, that song has more truth in just those couple verses than I have gotten in years of history when I was a kid in school. And if we are to fix this problem, we have to understand what the problem is. And, I just wanted to let you know, brother, that what we do here, and I know that Lori has talked to you a little bit, but what we do here is we really dig in and we teach people the jurisdiction that replaced our constitutional citizenship. It basically replaced it. We went from constitutional to corporate fascist, somewhat communist citizenship. In 1868, the 14th Amendment was implemented by the force of martial law, and from there, the Act of 1871 that created the municipal government of D.C., from there, the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, the 1933 bankruptcy, the Trading with the Enemy Act, and before we know it, we have this huge federal bureaucracy that believes that it has the power to override the states when the states are independent sovereign nations. You, being in Texas, should understand that probably more than any other individual in this country, because Texas has a very special relationship with the federal government. It retained a lot of its power, and Texas is the battleground for liberty in many ways. And we see the BLM encroaching crazily. And it is this jurisdiction, it's the same jurisdiction that the ATF stands on, it's the same jurisdiction that the FBI stands on, the EPA, all of these federal bureaucracies, these political mini-Stasis in and of themselves that override the rights of the people. And, you know, the people have been screaming out, and when you have them completely ignoring and arresting ranchers, I mean, good Christian people that otherwise they're the folks in their town would likely elect them to be sheriff or mayor, or I mean, these are upstanding citizens, and we see them getting bulldozed, and it blows my mind to see the level of ignorance and essentially Marxism that's rising everywhere. This cultural Marxism, you know, part of the problem is you look to our universities and they're teaching this garbage. And they're calling it free speech. And, you know, these folks planned this out a long time ago to use our laws against us. But they're misusing the laws because subversion, the last time I checked, subversion of an ideology that plans the overthrow of the constitutional government is called treason. And for some reason, we lost our cojones to be able to stand against treason and be willing to maybe drip a little bit in the process. I hope it doesn't come to that, like you said. We want a peaceful, but this is what we teach.
You remind me of somebody. I've been talking to lots of folks, and one of the people I've been talking to is the author of the Red Letter Amendment.
Oh yeah, Bort, L.B. Bort.
Yes. L.B.
Yes, sir.
And he looks at a guy like me and says, "You know, welcome newcomer. Now start learning." And that's fine. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, LB, a lot of what he took to that book, my co-host, Bruce Ray Riggs, had shared with several other people, and many other people came in their independent research, came to the same conclusion. And, you know, when I was growing up, my grandfather taught me, he said, you know, if one person says something to you and, you know, you might be able to dismiss it. When you have 6, right. 8, 10, 12, 15 people separately coming to the same conclusion on their own, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, so here, help me figure out what to do then, would you? I'm going to use you at this point, as opposed to being interviewed by you. I want to maximize my opportunity here.
If you want to maximize your opportunity, then you need to give people the truth. If as many people as you get out there, you need to teach them the truth. And what I can do, and my part in this, what I can do, is I can provide you with a free copy of all of our research, which essentially is it's similar to L.B. Bork's Red Amendment. However, it's 32 pages with links, but it's 32 pages. We have condensed it. All of the 1,200 hours worth of research we condensed into 32 pages. And if people take the time, it's only 32 pages. Now, the problem with people today is if it's not in a video, well, we've done the videos too. So we can share them with you too for the folks that don't have that much of an attention span. They can still grasp the concept. But from the original citizen that the United States Constitution created, it's found under Article 4, Section 2. It's called state citizen, right? And this state citizen was a constitutional citizen. What some people are calling this today is sovereign citizenship. That's an oxymoron. And a bunch of people that have half the information and only bits and pieces of the research run out there like crash test dummies right into the wall head first. And then, of course, law enforcement uses them as the example of the domestic terrorist, even though the MIAC documents and many of their own documents say that most of these folks are peaceful, and it's only a very, very small percentage of them. Just like in any other population, in any other group, you're going to have jerks in every crowd that and so citizenship is it's an oxymoron. You can't be sovereign and be a citizen. Now, your state was a nation, and we have to understand this concept. Our citizenship under our state, under our nation state, is what brought into birth the federal government. So if you picture it as having a baby, who's in charge of the baby, the mother or the father, or the baby in charge of the mother and father? It's kind of simple. We created the federal government. Now, what they did, this is what they cleverly did. They altered the definition to two words, person and citizen. They took two different words, Congress did 2 years prior to this, and they altered the definition to be redefined as also meaning corporation. Now, the United States is understood in this context equals Washington, D.C., or doing business as the United States Incorporated. Now, that came about after the 14th Amendment that created this jurisdiction in February 21st, 1871. Now, the U.S. citizen defined is you know, it makes you subject to this jurisdiction, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, subject is not free. Subjects do not have freedom. And it's really pretty simple. It's not a complicated concept. So if we're subject to, inferior, governed, or affected by the 14th Amendment, which in Section 4, let's get past all of the racial stuff because we're not trying to bring back slavery. All men are created equal, and today's day and age, I think we've grown as a people enough to grow beyond that concept that any man should be enslaved. The problem is that we are all enslaved by a system that grants us privileges in the place of our God-given rights. Just like you were saying earlier, to travel, to do this, to do that. Well, the first thing you have to do, Judge Leander H. Perez said this a long time ago, Louisiana Supreme Court Justice, said that public awareness needed to be raised from coast to coast. Public awareness was where it stood. When you have a group of people, and I've seen this happen in tea parties, and I've seen this happen in many, many conservative rallies where they wave the flags and they have the barbecues and they wave the Don't Tread on Me. They talk about the Constitution, but what they do not fundamentally understand is that these oligarchs have replaced our Constitution with a mirror version. In a sense, you have to picture it in your head. It's not actually a literal piece of parchment. It is a mirror version in jurisdiction. That Section 4, when it created, first of all, the public debt, and when you read Section 4 of the 14th Amendment, it tells you, you know, including but not limited to, well, that's legalese. For if it doesn't tell you it's limited to, then it's included in, it more is included within. Now, what they did was they made the public debt unquestionable. Okay, we hear that when Obama wants to invoke the 14th Amendment to back him with Obamacare, to back him with the debt ceiling being raised, that we cannot question the validity of the 14th Amendment and therefore cannot question the validity of the public debt. Well, here's the problem with that. That violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution right off. If you can't question something, you can't give redress. If you can't give redress, it doesn't meet constitutional muster. So you have these people who have been dumbed down, not realizing that the way out, the solution, has been staring us straight in the face. All this time has been staring us straight in the face. It comes first with education, and it comes with a comprehension and an understanding, and then people have a light bulb moment. When they have this light bulb moment, and I have many friends who are police officers, so I don't want to sound anti-cop, because they're people, just like we're people, just like, you know, any other country have their enforcement. They're propagandized, and they're if you check the Supreme Court, with the Supreme Court, they have no duty, no legal obligation nor duty to protect you. Okay, so if they have no duty or legal obligation, says the Heller case, to protect you, what exactly is it that they exist to do? The answer to that is to enforce policies and laws. Now, these policies might as well be no different than, because they're not any different than, communist policies. They're policies that override and replace our constitutional state citizenship. And the same thing that you were mentioning with getting permission to do the very many things that previously were lawful, that we could do, that were our right to do, our right to be able to travel from one place to another, to be able to get yourself food, to be able to get medicine, to be able to take care of your family. But now we have to do this with the government permission slip. And here's the thing. If they treated it, if they tried saying that, you know, vehicles are so dangerous that we have to test you every 4 years to make sure that you're still able to drive, it might slide by like they do with the airline industry. But here's the thing. When you're 17 years old, you're young and stupid, and the first thing that you want to do is get behind the wheel of that car, and you will do anything that they tell you to do to, in order to do that. So you go out, you get your license, and when you do that, it says, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, yes, and you sign your name above that line. You have now contracted, and you have therefore declared your body politic. You have declared your subservience to a federal jurisdiction, not a state jurisdiction like licenses are, a federal jurisdiction. Now, once you take this test and you go out on the road, they never test you again. The only way that you really lose your license is through violating one of their policies, or you get these points on your license for most of the time. 9 times out of 10, the majority of the points that you get, you've not harmed anyone. Now, I personally think that we can't have people out there acting like complete morons. You have to have, but that's what peace officers are for. Instead of designing laws by which if they go 4 or 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, you hit them with $250 fines and you hit them with points on their permission slip, that they never get this, never had the right to take from you and to force you into this permission slip. If they simply had peace officers like they did back in the old days, when you had a couple jerks running through town, the officer had within his discretion, when they were endangering the lives of other people, to throw them in the lockup for a little while and cool their jets off. It's very simple. When you endanger the public, you should be dealt with. We're not of the mindset that we believe that people should just be allowed to run amok. That's what they would have people believe, that folks like me think, and that is not true. We so can't just have, let – and go ahead.
I do have a question for you, okay?
Go ahead.
I've been reading. I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people do not know that, but I have something I'd like to find out.
Okay.
And that is, why are there so many people with the same mindset as you that are unwilling to come out?
You know, well, LaVoy.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe.
Well, so. it's an example.
That's an easy thing. What it seems like to me is that everybody's gone to sign our petition, join our movement.
Oh God, yes. Oh yeah.
And
you know what? Hold that thought. Hold on. We're going to a break. Hold that thought, because I know where you're going and you're absolutely correct. Hang on to that thought. Folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Sorry I had to stop you there, brother. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. And brother, I know that you were just into a good point that you were making. I know you're where you were going with it, but go ahead on.
All right, so let me put it this way. We've seen events in Europe, and we've seen events in France, and we're beginning to see certain groups of men and women, I guess. I haven't seen that. I'm not trying to be a sexist pig here. I'm just saying we're starting to see certain portions of the population stand up and fight back, literally. And yeah. What we are, Texas Tactical Patriots, what we are is a group of like-minded veterans and citizens that are organized for the purpose of opposing Islamic terrorism and opposing federal tyranny. As a grassroots organization, we are going to do this by putting a physical presence where it is required to make a difference, whether it be politically or physically, if it comes down to it. We are trying our best to get people to understand that the need to be physical is back in our life. Signing a petition and having, 100,000 names strong, although it may make you feel great about your organization, it means nothing to our politicians. You put 10,000 people on the governor's lawn, and it's going to get some attention. Now, I need to get people that are so smart, they've rewritten the Constitution, they're so smart, they've written books, that are so smart that they know the right way, to get off their ass and come to this freaking event down at the Texas State Capitol, as opposed to finding what's wrong with us. Why not come out and unite around what we have in common? At least we're active. At least we're warm bodies. At least we're trying to get people to come together. And we're trying to do it without an agenda as far as who's right or who's wrong. It's possible that we ought to have a meeting of the minds between all these highly intelligent, highly organized, highly ready-to-go organizations. I mean, and I don't want to name any names, but there's a couple that have been doing this since the 80s. Texas, the Texas National Movement, the Republic of Texas. There are large organizations that are well-structured, but they are burnt out. They do not think there's any reason to physically deploy. They think they can do it through the Internet and getting signatures. And it's going to move the legislation. We're going to move the legislation to do the right thing in 2 years now, or 4 years from now. We got a lot of pressure we got to put on before the next legislation. We got a lot of things we got to do before the next thing comes up. All the timetables are all laid out by these very extremely intelligent people. I don't think we have that kind of time. And I'm kind of pissed at people who think that way.
Yeah, I agree.
If Hillary's elected November the 8th, how much time do you think is left? Do you think we got 10 years left?
In all seriousness, I've thought about this and thought about this, right? And, yeah. I don't know. I have mixed emotions only for this reason. I feel the same way you do. That people are sitting back, and a lot of people are more important, to do their little Facebook groups and this and that and the other thing, and they don't come out and they don't really get involved. And I know that Obama, after so many years of Obama, people have gotten really pissed, and they're at a point where they feel like, they need to do something. But, I feel the same way you do, kind of frustrated that they're not standing up and taking that step. I don't know. Maybe they deserve 4 years of Hillary just to smack them in the face a little bit. I mean, of course, I'm saying that sarcastically. But, anyway, we're at our top of the hour break. You have to forgive the commercials. We're on a pledge drive here. Folks, we'll be right back. Hang on to the line. That was a short segment. I apologize. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Motorized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy car. to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.